talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was U2 with New Year's Day, and New Year's Day is tomorrow, as you all know. So happy New Year to everyone here in Charleston. And special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for choosing today's music and for putting today's show together. And we also heard the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th, at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Buck Lumber and Building Supply. And every November, Buck Lumber and Building Supply has a customer appreciation product fair and luncheon, and they invite out all of the builders who buy lumber from them, architects who spec building materials from Buck Lumber. Any customer of Buck Lumber and Building Supply, they invite out, and they put on an amazing spread. They've got an oyster roast going on. They have they serve a shrimp gumbo. It's really great, and we are very honored to always be invited by Buck Lumber to be part of their event. And in addition to the great lunch that they serve, they also give away a lot of prizes, and they invite vendors from Buck Lumber and Building Supply, the people that provide the products that Buck Lumber and Building Supply sell to homeowners that are building custom homes. They invite out all of those vendors, and they have a kind of a tabletop home show set up. And we went around and talked to a number of these vendors, and you're going to be hearing some interviews. And the nice thing about it is you're going to learn about some different products that you may not have been aware of. The overall theme, I would say, for the people that you're about to listen to, is that they all are striving to provide products that are either low maintenance or no maintenance, and that's definitely the theme. No one wants to have to spend their weekends repainting or having to maintain their homes. And so many of the products that you're about to hear about take very little effort in terms of maintaining them throughout the years. And we're going to be starting the interview off with Rob Crawford. He is the general manager of Buck Lumber and Building Supply. We'll also be hearing from a builder, a custom home builder, Forrest Albaugh with Unique Constructors, Brandon Tart with Nichiha, which is a fiber cement siding product, John Ramsey with Diamond Hill Plywood, William Hayes with Crown Column, Kit Pound with Turncraft, Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents, Alan Kessel with Gemroy Company, John Zerpola with American Workbench, Chris Morris with Fortress Railing Products, David Poole with MGM Windows, Kyle Jones with Yellowwood, Daryl Mast with Midland Truss, Melanie Drennan with Radius Track, Ray Truxas with New Cedar Mills, and also Dale Carlton with Leatherneck Hardware. So listen up, and if you have a project in 2017, you may need one of these products that you're about to hear about, and you'll be happy that you did. And remember that you can go to Buck Lumber and Building Supply if you have any questions. Happy New Year, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber and Millwork. How you doing, Rob?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Thanks so much for having Charleston Home and Design Magazine out to your customer appreciation event. And this is an annual event that Buck Lumber puts on.
Yes, it is. The format is to get a vendor participation, have our customers come in. We do lunch, and hopefully they get to see some new products, maybe some education at the tables. We have 42 participating vendors set up with different tabletop formats, so it's like a little mini home show somewhat. And you know, our customer base and people who are potential customers, we ask that they come out and allows them to see new products, what's coming down the pike next year, and maybe touch base with some of the reps for those products if they've had maybe an issue in the past or concerned about something on a project they're getting ready to do, get some face-to-face. Everybody's busy, so creating one event like this to let everybody get in touch is really key.
And let me kind of paint a picture for our listeners. We're here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply location on James Island. How long has Buck Lumber been here on James Island?
Since 75. It was Rhodes Lumber prior, and the Buck family purchased in 75, so it's 41 years.
Okay. 42. Gotcha. And right in front of the Buck Lumber Design Center, which is an amazing space, and has anybody that's thinking about building or remodeling definitely needs to visit the Buck Lumber Design Center. But right in front of the Design Center is normally a parking lot, and it's been transformed into a tabletop vendor home show or vendor fair, as you mentioned. And you've got 42 tabletop vendors that are out here. You've invited custom builders, architects, anybody who does business with Buck Lumber, and you got an awesome oyster roast going on here. And what other goodies is Buck Lumber doing for their customers today?
Well, we got barbecue, we got the oysters, we got a shrimp gumbo. It's a real popular, always is first to go. We've got some giveaways at each table. We ask that the vendors bring in, you know, some giveaways, things that that they, you know, construction people can use. And we actually have for participating in the tabletop, you know, going and speaking to at least 12 of these vendors, you can enter to win a $1,500 prize, three of them, towards a custom workbench. American Workbench is a company on Fleming Road right around the corner that produces these custom workbenches. They have a few on their website, you know, that are staples that they do. But we thought it would be a good idea. You know, we try to aim for items that people typically won't buy for themselves, but that they possibly could use or would be unique. And, you know, there are different workbenches that they can get for you know, if you're a gunsmith or if you're a woodworker. But three $1,500 prizes for raffling for custom workbenches, vouchers that they can customize their own workbench.
Yeah, and it's another successful event. It's packed with Buck Lumber customers, and we always see a lot of custom builders, a lot of job site supervisors that are very, very hands on and are ordering from Buck Lumber on a daily basis. It's a great event because you always end up seeing people you haven't seen in a long time. And what is it about Buck Lumber that you're so busy that keeps Buck Lumber so busy? Why do you have so many happy customers?
Well, we're fortunate to be in Charleston. Charleston's a great place to be right now. A lot of people want to be here. Infrastructure's a different story, but. We're not building houses out here in the community at too much of a rapid pace, in my opinion. But second homes and vacation type homes is probably our the most of the clients that we deal with on a regular basis. People that have maybe live in a different state but want to build a second home here or vacation home or something like this. But a lot of remodeling and, the secret to our success is really getting involved in the community. I mean, today it's not just builders and architects and designers and subcontractors that are going to be here. It's also going to be, bankers, that are involved with these people. It's going to be, people that just live around the community that maybe hadn't done a project in years, but have done it in the past. And, they visit us frequently or often and maybe buy something small, but, they know that we're putting this event on, so they come out for it. So, really our success is about the people we employ, the education that we give them to help these customers of ours and partners. We like to refer to them as partners. And, bringing the education to them and keeps them coming back because, today it's tough to get, to stay up with all the codes and all the new things that are coming out. You really got to be at the forefront of it. And, people trust us. We've built a good trust with the community, with the building community, with the local community. And, the things that we do for them, they trust us. And that's a big deal.
Well, you could talk to the 42 vendors that are here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon, and literally build a house. I mean, you've got all of the products right here at Buck Lumber to build a house. And what one of the things, just talking with the other vendors, that struck me is how many no or low maintenance products, a lot of man-made products, getting away from. From wood because of the issues that we have here with the high humidity and rot and moisture and so forth. But over the years, have you seen a trend changing with more synthetic products?
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, obviously, cementuous, fiber cement siding is a big one that a lot of people have gravitated to here. PVC trim boards hasn't really taken off here. There is a stability factor here because of the drastic change in humidity and temperature and things of that nature. You really have to have stable products. Fiber cement siding is pretty stable. There's products out here now that we're stocking by Boral. Very, very stable product. So, there are still a lot of people that demand wood, for different reasons. Southern yellow pine, for example, is a pretty green product. I mean, the growth of the tree is pretty quick. They replant pretty well, and the forestry is dedicated to staying green. So it's a renewable product, so there are people that want the wood. Ipe is a good wood product also, and pretty much the stability of that board is going to be much better than your typical. But, a lot of people who, have those areas where they don't want to deal with the paint and the rot and the things like that on certain elements of their home. Certainly we've seen a big increase there, and a lot of people gravitate to it.
Well, congratulations on another successful Buck Lumber and Building Supply customer appreciation event. And how can folks get more information about Buck Lumber?
Easiest way is our website. It's pretty easily formatted. You can drill down and contact specific departments, specific personnel here, or in general, just contact our info at bucklumber.com if you have a question, or visit us in person. We've got 60-plus people working here, and we've got people ready to help you with your next project.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber and Building Supply. And thanks so much, Rob, for having Charleston Home and Design Magazine out here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon. It's an annual event that Buck Lumber does to thank their customers. And we're talking with one of Buck Lumber's customers, Forrest Albaugh with Unique Constructors. How you doing, Forrest?
I'm doing very well today. How are you?
Just fine. You got a nice looking dog here.
That's Chili.
Forrest, you're a custom builder, and you're also a customer of Buck Lumber. Why do you've got other choices? Why do you choose Buck Lumber for your building materials?
They have professionals that know the materials that they're providing for us and help us out with estimates, and they're just it's a great place to. For a custom builder, they just really guide you through the whole process and give you options.
What happens, because it's inevitable, there's always going to be some kind of situation that pops up. What happens when an issue does occur? How does Buck Lumber handle that kind of thing?
I mean, if there's ever an issue with a product, they stand behind it 100%. You take pictures of it, get your rep out, and you resolve it.
Good deal. And tell me a little bit about Unique Constructors.
We do residential and commercial renovations, custom homes, offices, bars, restaurants. That's whatever, you know, it's all word of mouth. So past customers come to us with their plans and we take it from there.
How's the market? Things pretty busy?
It was busy before the storm hit, and Matthew helped out with keeping it going, I think.
Good deal. Well, how could folks get more information about Unique Constructors?
Best way is our website, uniqueconstructors.com. We have pictures of past projects and ways to contact us.
All right, great. We have been talking with Forrest Albaugh with Unique Constructors. Thanks so much, Forrest.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon. Going on at their location on James Island, and now we're talking with Brandon Tart with Nichiha. How you doing, Brandon?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Nichiha Fiber Cement Products.
Nichiha is a commercial and residential brand of fiber cement that mingles with lap siding, board and batten, and even more contemporary panels. Pretty popular here in Charleston.
Nichiha is kind of a bit of a newcomer to the fiber cement market. Is that right?
We've been out since 2008 in the residential market, and we've been here since 1998 with the commercial products.
And Nichiha has one of my neighbors built a house using Nichiha siding, and I'm not even sure it's really a good way to describe what they used as siding, because it actually looks like big giant tiles that are on this house, almost like subway tiles. And it's a beautiful house, very modern and sleek looking, and that's one of the Nichiha products, right?
Correct. That's probably our architectural block product. We're starting to see more contemporary house plans come through the market, and we have certain products that fit that style.
Why should someone choose Nichiha versus one of the other fiber cement products that's out there already?
We have a lifetime warranty. We have two coats of primer on it, and we are a price-valued product. Also, we have other products that our competitors don't have. Sierra Premium Shake would be one of them if you like calm shake, cedar shake look. And then you also got to consider our commercial panels for certain applications.
And Nichiha works with Buck Lumber. What's your experience been with Buck Lumber?
Buck Lumber is a valued customer of ours. They support Nichiha in all facets with our commercial product and our residential product.
How can folks get more information about Nichiha?
www.nichiha.com.
And that's Nichiha.
Correct.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Brandon Tart with Nichiha Fiber Cement Products. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with John Ramsey with Diamond Hill Plywood Company. How you doing, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What are we showing today here at the Buck Lumber Luncheon?
We're showing Zuri decking. It's a composite decking, and it competes with Ipe, which is a wood decking, but it's a little easier to install. You don't have to wax the ends. You can use clamps to put it down with. And it comes in about five different colors.
It I wouldn't have guessed that this is a synthetic product. It looks like it was just stained yesterday.
That's right. It really is a real slow process to make it to. It's not a typical composite decking. It takes three times as long at least to make this as it does the normal composite deck because of the process it has to go through.
Is there much maintenance that's involved with this product?
Virtually none. You just need to hose it off from time to time if leaves build up on it and stuff. Just hosing off on a periodically schedule.
And how can folks get more information about Zuri Premium Decking?
They can either go by Buck Lumber Company and they can get in touch with us, or they can go to the website Royal Decking Products and pull it up there.
Okay, great. We have been talking with John Ramsey with Diamond Hill Plywood Company representing Zuri Premium Decking by Royal. Thanks so much, John.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with William Hayes with Crown Column. How you doing, William?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. William, what are you showing here today at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Lunch?
So with Crown Columns, you get an array of synthetic columns from vinyl post wraps, aluminum columns, PVC, fiberglass. So they last forever. You pretty much paint them and are able to forget about them.
Very good. Now, you know, most people like natural products. Why would someone choose these crown column products versus, a natural wood column?
So wood, over time, is going to rot, or you're going to have to continually paint it over and over again. So with the fiberglass columns and the PVC columns, it has a lifetime or 25-year warranty, so you basically install it once and then at the most have to worry about it in 25 years, or has a lifetime warranty on it. So you don't have to continually worry about your column rotting or having to paint it year after year.
And that's a big issue because you see a lot of columns kind of getting a lot of moisture damage and rot down near the base of a column, right?
Yes, sir. And especially on the coastal application, we have the perfect weather to expedite that process of rot. So installed in square fiberglass, round fiberglass, we have an array of columns that you can choose from.
Will somebody walking by a house know the difference that whether this is a synthetic product versus a wood product?
No, sir. They look identical. The only way that you could possibly tell is maybe going up to it and knocking on it. But other than that, it's going to look exactly the same. They're architecturally correct columns. So even when you're in the historic district, you can get a fiberglass column that looks exactly like a architecturally correct wood column and have the lifetime warranty behind it.
And are these structural?
Yes, sir. Yep, and you can get them full columns that are load-bearing, and then you can also get them split in case you have an existing post already. You can still have the fiberglass capabilities, but go around a support post.
All right, great. And how can folks get more information about Crown Column?
So you can get Crown Columns through Diamond Hill Plywood and also with your sales rep at Buck Lumber.
All right, great. We've been talking with William Hayes with Crown Column. Thanks so much, William.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon. It's an annual event, takes place every November, and they invite out all their custom builders and architects, any customers that Buck Lumber has, and there's a great tabletop fair going on with all of the, or most of the vendors that sell products here to Buck Lumber. And now we're talking with Kit Pound with Turncraft. How you doing, Kit?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are we showing here today?
Well, we're with Turncraft, as you said. Turncraft manufactures columns. We do everything from wood turn post to large 30, 36-inch diameter fiberglass columns, wood columns, PVC, just about any material you would need a architectural structural column.
Gotcha. And these columns that we're looking at here, is this a wood product?
That is a wood product. It sure is, Tim, and that's a cedar product. Obviously, being at Charleston and with all the work that Buck does downtown, you cannot use a fiberglass column downtown. They require wood. This one is a finger-jointed cedar product that we offer. We show this one side here is plain, just so you can see the material, and then the other side is primed. What we also do on this that you cannot see is we will spray an asphalt-based primer on the inside of this column just to maintain the life on it. And if it's installed properly and painted properly, we can offer a 10-year warranty on an exterior wood column, which is you just can't do that with a pine or a similar product.
So in downtown Charleston, you've got the Board of Architectural Review. They're very, very strict. They only allow wood products, wood windows and so forth, and wood columns, of course. And but outside of the downtown area, you don't have all of those restrictions, and so someone might opt for one of the other Turncraft columns.
That's exactly correct, Tim. It's mostly what we see is a fiberglass product. We have two different ways of making fiberglass. One is a heavier poured product that we will pour in a mold, spin it around, and you'll get a shaft out of that. That's really the process that we use for all of our round fiberglass columns and some of our square ones. And then this other process that we're showing here is called pultrusion, where thousands of fiberglass strands are run into a die together. The shaft is pulled through, and you end up with a very lightweight yet structural square fiberglass column. This one is an 8-inch shaft. This thing is rated to hold 10,000 pounds. So it gives you a very, very strong product at the end of the day, and it lasts essentially forever.
And can they be painted to whatever color?
They certainly can, yeah. We recommend on any product, you know, try to stay away from the darker column, darker colors, simply because of the heat buildup. The paint tends to fail before anything else does, but yes, they can be painted.
How can folks get more information about Turncraft?
You can go to turncraft.com. They have a very helpful website that shows you all of our columns available, and they've got a very handy tool on there called the Column Builder. You can use that to generate a spec sheet exactly of what you want to use, be it round or wood, round or square, or wood or fiberglass or PVC, decorative capitals. You just it's just drop-down menus. You can click what you want. You can take that and show it to your contractor or your sales inside salesperson here at Buck, and they can get you a price on that exact column that you want.
All right, great. We've been talking with Kit Pound with Turncraft. Thanks so much, Kit.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
Doing great. Beautiful day for the event.
Sure is. Zach, Buck Lumber sells Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Do you sell a lot of them here at Buck Lumber?
Yeah, we do. Charleston is a great market for us in general, but Buck Lumber is definitely one of our leaders in the area.
And one of the reasons is flood vents are required when you're building a new house, right?
Yeah, any enclosed area below the base flood elevation, if you live in a floodplain, you got to have some sort of venting. want to make sure that you're using something that's ICCES certified, which is the International Code Council's actual evaluation service. That means they've been performance tested for actual flood to relieve that hydrostatic pressure. Unlike typical air vents or big wooden gable vents that a lot of people use, those have mesh screens on the back that during a flood event get jammed up with debris, pine cones, pine straw, grass, mulch, what have you, and then your foundation's at risk for getting blown out. So you want to make sure to use something that's actually engineered for what it's supposed to be used for.
And what's the overall reason that that someone needs foundation flood vents to begin with?
Well, like I said, it's to equalize that pressure that when water builds up around your house, it doesn't care that your house is there. It wants to punch right through it. So you have to have some way to relieve that pressure. Only way to do that is to have an event that actually opens up to allow that water and debris to pass through, taking all the pressure off the foundation.
Gotcha. And these vents will automatically sense the water, the flooding that's happening, and automatically open and then close when the flood event finishes?
Yeah, exactly. We actually have little floats inside of the vent that sit down in a little locking groove, so animals aren't able to crawl inside. And being that they're 316 marine grade stainless steel, they're going to last forever as well. So there's little floats inside of the door, and they're sitting down in the groove. When the flood comes, the floats lift up and then allow the door to basically hinge and open up with our two open areas for that water and debris to pass on through.
And the nice thing is when we don't have floods very often, thank goodness, but when the Smart Vent Foundation flood vents are closed, critters can't really crawl and come into your home, right?
Exactly, yep. And being again to that, they're not able to chew through it either. You got a lot of people using those plastic air vents. You know, raccoons and rats can chew through plastic, but they're not chewing through that marine grade stainless steel.
How can folks get more information about Smart Vent Foundation flood vents?
They can look us up online, smartvent.com, and then we've got our FRE program to help the homeowners lower their flood insurance. All that information's on there as well. But smartvent.com, tons of informational videos, lots of just information in general about the dangers of flood and how to mitigate your home.
All right, great. We've been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation flood vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon. And now we're talking with Alan Kessel with the Gemroy Company, representing the PGT sliding glass doors and also the Atlanta Rail Systems. How you doing, Alan?
Doing good, thanks. Hope you are.
Tell me about the products that you're showing here today.
Okay, well, first we've got the Atlantis stainless steel cable rails. Charleston's like the capital of cable rail, and there's so much sold here, and fortunately for us, the Atlantis rail is the most popular rail system. We've got the stainless steel top rail with the stainless steel post if you want, or we just have the Easy Rail system, which works on wood posts. We can do square post with a wood cap rail. All different options on it. Holds up real well on the water. All stainless steel. And
these cable rail systems, you're right, I see them everywhere. They're very, very popular. Why are they, you think they're so popular here in Charleston?
Well, because you have so many nice views. You go out on your back porch and you want to look out at the nice marsh or ocean, wherever you may be. You don't want anything obstructing your view. So this meets all the codes and gives you that nice view and lasts and looks good.
So instead of, typical wooden pickets that you might have on your back porch, the Atlantis cable rail system, stainless steel rail systems, very thin and narrow. You're really able to enjoy that view. They don't obstruct the view at all, and they're made out of stainless steel, so they're maintenance free, right?
Correct. Well, no, they do need some maintenance. You need to clean them. For those of you that have boats, you know you got to clean your boat, and so about once a year you should go out there and just wipe it down. We have a polish kit that you just wipe it down and looks as good as new.
Low maintenance.
Low maintenance. Yes. Stainless steel means stainless. So it is low maintenance, yes.
And what about the PGT sliding glass doors?
Okay, well, these are, again, another product that's real popular here in Charleston. And we've got all kinds of options available on that. We've got corner doors, which you can see here in the picture. You can see it, not people out there. But we can do corners. We can do doors that go up to 40 feet wide, 8 foot tall, or we can do a 32 foot, 10 foot tall. So you get some real big options. You know, most people do a 12 foot or a 16 foot. We call them multi slides, where all the panels slide one way or the other or behind each other. You can have a lot of different options. Hurricane rated if you need to be, all the design pressure codes that we need to have for this area, we've got all that.
So the nice thing is, if someone was building a house, they could use these PGT sliding glass doors and create a wall of glass that could be opened up on a beautiful day like we have here today.
That's correct. Got a lot of different color options, white, beige, bronze, red, green, an anodized aluminum color. So it just... whole bunch of different things, and also they have the matching windows that go with it as well.
And how can folks get more information about the Atlantis rail systems and the PGT sliding glass doors?
Well, obviously the websites, they have both here at Buck Lumber, literature and you know, atlantisrail.com, pgtwindows.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Alan Kessel with the Gemroy Company, representing Atlantis Rail Systems and also PGT sliding glass doors. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with John Zerpola with the American Workbench. How you doing, John?
Good.
What are we showing today? This has got to be the most beautiful workbench I've ever seen.
All right, well, this is our Paul Revere workbench. It's a woodworking bench. We custom build these for our clients. You can get these benches built at any height you want. This is our smaller bench. This is a 26 by 72. We build these all the way up to 36 by 96. So I think we probably build the largest in the country as far as the largest woodworking bench.
Who are these beautiful workbenches for? I mean, it's almost like a dining room table. I don't know if anyone want to actually work on it.
Well, if you look at any of the higher end woodworking tables, they all start out looking like this. And a good woodworker knows how to respect his table, but also they can be refinished at any time. But they're built to be beat up. You know, they come looking pretty. You could buy a Gladiator workbench and it'll come shiny and you wouldn't want to put a dent in the maple top. But the whole idea is function.
If you're a woodworker, why wouldn't you just build your own bench?
Well, many can, and many do. But there's people that are woodworking aficionados that want to build something besides building their own workbench. You know,
and there might be people who want a workbench at home and maybe aren't a professional woodworker and want the best-looking workbench that they can find.
We sell many to retirees, guys that are retiring that basically want to start a craft, start a hobby. And they don't know the first thing about woodworking, but they get really into it. We've been in business for 11 years, and we've seen clients build some beautiful stuff that have contacted. We have a retired judge in Cleveland, Ohio, and he knew nothing about woodworking. He built the most beautiful cabinet I've ever seen.
And kind of like the people who have the professional looking kitchens at home, but don't do a lot of cooking.
Yeah, that's true. But if you look at the other styles that we're showing here today, they're pretty functional. I mean, we have that bench there, the Ben Franklin. That's a multi-purpose bench that's used for modelers, used for jewelry making, fly tying, because of its organizational side compartments and pigeonholes. And actually, Jimmy Buffett bought one for guitar repair.
That's impressive. Well, how can folks get more information about American Workbench?
Well, if we're local, we're located on Fleming Road. You can always go to our website, and that's our catalog, AmericanWorkbench.com.
Very good. I didn't realize you were a local company right here
in my garage, right here on James Island.
Oh, well, congratulations. Well, we have been talking with John Zerpola with American Workbench. Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Chris Morris with Fortress Railing Products. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are we showing here today?
Well, today we're talking about our panelized and rackable rail systems that we sell through our distributor warehouser into Buck Lumber. Started with steel. We also do aluminum. We also do a panelized cable that are all welded in one piece and rackable for stairs, so no assembly required.
Gotcha. So what's the big advantage to this versus another rail product?
Well, sure. Our steel product uses the same technology as the automotive industry, which is an E-coat dip finish to eliminate rust. The fact that it's welded and rackable means that it's probably a third of the labor for the contractor. Products come with a 15-year warranty on the steel, lifetime warranty on the aluminum, and of course the vertical cable is also a 15-year warranty.
And which of these products would be best here for the low country with the humid, salty air?
Well, I think the aluminum is a good option, obviously, because of the salt air. But the cable still has our automotive finish, so even though it's steel, it's going to hold up well in the environment.
What kind of maintenance will a homeowner have to do on that?
Sure, just clean as needed, nothing outside of that.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fortress Railing Products?
Well, they can go to fortressrailing.com, and they'll find sell sheets for all of our product lines, as well as installation videos, technical data, all of our code approvals on the website.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chris Morris with Fortress Railing Products. Thanks so much, Chris.
Sure, thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with David Poole with MGM Windows. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Just fine, thanks. Talk about the MGM Windows that you have on display here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon.
Well, MGM Windows is out of Nashville, Tennessee. is a 50-year-old family business. They paint vinyl windows in 19 colors, so in the coastal environment you get both the impact resistance from the storms, but you also get a painted window that won't corrode in the salt environment.
Gotcha. And will vinyl windows hold up over time compared to other window products?
Actually, vinyl actually performs better. You don't get the corrosion you can possibly get with a clad window. A clad window is clad in aluminum, and aluminum does react to the salt environment. So with vinyl, it doesn't have any reaction to the salt, and you get the color selection you get with a clad window. You get the impact resistance, and it's a full 4 9/16-inch jam window. We do doors as well, and it's well accepted in this market.
Vinyl siding used to be the big thing, and then fiber cement came along and kind of replaced a lot of the homes that had vinyl siding. Do these vinyl windows, is there anything about them that may not the appearance wise look as good as other window products?
Well, if you put our window in comparison next to a wood window or a clad aluminum clad window, you can't tell the difference. What happened with vinyl siding is, to get the price point down for the homeowner and builder, they started making it thinner and lighter and thinner and lighter, and it didn't perform like it used to. The problem with fiber cement, not knocking, you still have to paint it. Our windows don't ever have to be painted, and we've not made them any thinner or lighter, and it gives you the same impact resistance you get with the heavier wood or clad windows.
Well, that's what people want. They want a great looking product. They want a product that is low or no maintenance, and it sounds like you're hitting both of those with the MGM windows.
It does, and Buck's done sold them for years and have not had any problems. So it's been very successful for MGM and for the customers in the Charleston market.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about MGM windows?
Really, we set up one distributor in every area. In this area, it's Buck Lumber. Ty Babb's the in charge of the millwork, and that's who you call. Call Buck Lumber, and they give them all the information they need on the MGM windows.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with David Poole with MGM Windows. Thanks so much, David.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Kyle Jones with Yellowwood. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. Tell everybody about Yellowwood.
All right, Yellowwood is a pressure-treated southern yellow pine. A lot of our products used for decks and docks and things like that. We have different different types of specialty products, columns, flooring, things like that. And we're also a distributor of TimberTech and AZEK, which is a composite decking and trim company. So, you know, we do several different things.
Mm-hmm. Yellowwood does a great job of advertising, promoting the Yellowwood as a product. It really leaves the impression that Yellowwood is a superior wood product. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think between our quality control and our buyers, the mills that we source our lumber from, I think as far as the industry goes, we're at the top, and I have a lot of confidence in what we sell.
And is there anything? Are you choosing wood that is a better grade than other companies, or what is it that makes Yellowwood superior?
Right. Yeah. As far as grade goes, the mills, we're very particular about which mills we buy from. We make sure we buy from the best mills, and try to keep a good eye on the product that we're getting from them. If we see that it's starting to dip a little bit, we do a pretty good job of getting straight. And so I think just kind of how we pick and choose which mills we buy from is a difference maker as far as quality goes.
And TimberTech, if you look through any of the shelter magazines, you'll see those beautiful TimberTech ads, print ads, and just with the amazing multi-level decks that they'll show and things like that. What is it about TimberTech that is so good?
TimberTech is a product that's been around for a while. They've kind of got a good idea of the market and what people are looking for. They're really good about picking, the kind of colors that the homeowner is looking for. And, their quality control that they use in their product is it's top of the market as well. Along with their AZEK line too, both are similar but also different. And I think just the material that they use and the way they produce their product is above everybody else.
Well, how can folks get more information about Yellowwood and TimberTech?
For ours, you can go to yellowwood.com. We got a pretty good website that has information on all different products that we have. And for TimberTech AZEK, you can go to azek.com or timbertech.com. Each has a different website, but both of those websites will get you pretty much any resource that you would need.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kyle Jones with Yellowwood and TimberTech. Thanks so much, Kyle.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Daryl Mast with Midland Trust. How you doing, Daryl?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Daryl, tell everybody about Midland Trust engineered roof and floor trusses.
Well, we manufacture, as you said, roof and floor trusses, and they are engineered specifically for custom design for each house. And as an engineered product, it is designed specifically for that structure, loads, whatever is on that product is specifically designed in.
What is a truss?
A truss is just dimensional lumber configured with a series of triangles. Triangles are the strongest geometrical shape that there is, and so when you shove all these triangles together, you have a very strong geometrical shape.
And most houses have trusses throughout the house.
Some of them will not have any trusses. They could be stick built. The entire house would be just built with dimensional lumber, and then some might just have floor trusses. Some might have floor and roof, or just roof. So it's just whatever the builder, architect, or engineer decide that they want to use.
And do these come in standard sizes or depending on the size of the house, whatever dimension of the house, are these specifically made for each home?
They are specifically made for each home. It's all a custom-made product. And fully, probably 50% of our product is the design. It's not just the product that we're putting in, but we're taking a set of structural drawings and then going through those structural drawings and then manufacturing or designing a product to fit that specific structure.
And are there any issues that a homeowner will experience down the road, squeaky floors or sagging floors or anything like that?
Not if we've done our job right. No, there should be none of that. And that is the advantage of an open web floor truss system is they last forever. And if it's designed properly, no, you're not going to have, you won't have sheetrock popping, you won't have cracks, you won't have bounce, no deflection. If we've done our job right, it's going to be that way forever.
And it's going to ultimately save time and money to install these trusses in a house that's being built.
Absolutely. And also gives you the option, because they're open web, gives you the option of running all your mechanicals through there, and so you don't have to drop your mechanicals. Your mechanicals can run perpendicular to your product, and you don't have to drop them below the trusses.
Versus having to drill holes in those big 2x12s or something?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Midland Truss?
Come right here to Buck. You can look us up online or see Buck Lumber. Either place.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Daryl Mast with Midland Trust Incorporated. Thanks so much, Daryl.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Melanie Drennan with Radius Track. How you doing, Melanie?
Hi, Tim. I'm very good. Happy to be here today.
Sure, sure. Tell everybody about Radius Track.
Radius Track is a company that is based in Minneapolis, but we work nationwide. We specialize in the art of curves. So whether it be residential or commercial, we try to make products and special custom fabrication with anything that has a curve to it or any type of complex geometry, just to make life a lot simpler because curves can be challenging in builds.
So if somebody wanted a nice curved radius wall in their house, how would Radius Track help?
There are several ways to approach an application like that. Let's say in the custom home world, if it's a wall, if it's a ceiling, a dome, any type of archways for book casing or anything like that. Every application is a little different, but what we can do is we can take a look at the application, discuss maybe the best way to go about it, whether it be a product or jumping in and doing something custom, depending, working with budget and time, of course, just to kind of supply whatever makes the more accurate finish so that it looks good at the end of the day.
Well, from a builder's point of view, what does Radius Track do to help the builder?
So essentially what we're doing is we're saving the builder a lot of labor time. I think the default method to go to construct a curve is going to be out in the field to maybe cut materials that don't necessarily curve. A lot of plywood cutting, a lot of wood cutting in general. A lot of times we educate where there's not education. We try to provide a product that's just a quick install, so save them a lot of time and a lot of money.
What is it that you're showing over here? I see a series of pieces of metal that are creating a radius.
So what we do is we provide four different metal profiles. One particular product is the Ready Arch. It's going to come in straight lengths, and it's crimped every 4 inches. So whoever's out in the field building the curve, they're just going to take the product and hand bend it and then do a quick install. So they're all hand bendable products that you can bend on the job site versus spending time cutting materials.
I gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Radius Track?
I am always available via phone or email. We have our website, radiustrack.com, that has a lot of contact info. Bucks Lumber is stocking all of the products, and they're very savvy with the information. So any of the Bucks Lumber representatives can answer any questions, and if something comes up and it's special, they can get in touch with me.
All right, and how about a website?
Radiustrack.com, RADIUS, track, TRACK, all one word, .com.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Melanie Drennan with Radius Track. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Thank you very much.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Ray Truxas with New Cedar Mills. How you doing, Ray?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Tell everybody about New Cedar Mills.
We at New Cedar, we mill from a PVC sheet stock, a full family of exterior cladding, all with a oven-bake finish, and has a 25-year transferable warranty on the finish and the substrate. We also cover labor for the first 2 years after install. Aesthetically, it looks just like a natural cedar product. We're really known for our flagship product is our shingle. It goes up like a cedar equivalent. And you can do all the same things that you would do with cedar, woven corners, flares. And it aesthetically looks a lot like natural cedar, but without the maintenance over a life cycle. So that's really the advantage to it.
So if somebody wanted cedar shakes on their house or a part of their house, New Cedar Mills has a product. Is this a like a modular kind of thing, or does each cedar shake is it put up individually?
Every shake it goes up individually, just like a cedar equivalent. It's not a panel, and really that's what gives it its rich characteristic, because every individual shingle is like a snowflake, the way that it's brushed out. And with our oven bake process, every shingle will have its own unique character to it, so when you get it on the wall, it will have that natural quilting effect that you get with cedar.
And how would this product hold up versus a wood cedar product, a wood shake product?
Beyond 25 years without having to maintain it, so the astronomical cost of savings without the maintenance, but not compromising the aesthetics. Meets 200 mile an hour wind load rating, meets a Class A fire rating, and 25 years of a warranty behind the finish and the substrate.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about New Cedar Mills?
They can reach out to the folks here at Buck Lumber, and they'll be more than happy to assist them.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Ray Truxas with New Cedar Mills. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Dale Carlton with Leatherneck Hardware. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Tell everybody about Leatherneck Hardware.
Well, Leatherneck Hardware, we're a door hardware manufacturer. We manufacture commercial door hardware. Our most popular line is our Flat Track, which is the new and up-and-coming barn door hardware that everyone's so excited about here recently. It's a product we've been manufacturing for about 18 years. The company is actually based in Danville, Illinois. So we came all the way from Danville, Illinois here to Charleston to our friends here at Buck Lumber to spend the day with them and show our wares.
Well, that's great. What do you how do you describe the phenomenon of the barn door look inside someone's house?
Well, I think it's just, you know, that rustic look that has kind of come back in style over the last 10 or 15 years, and it's really gotten strong. The more rustic it seems today, the more rustic the better. It's just it's a style that's popular right now.
And they're kind of like pocket doors, but the nice thing is the hardware is visible, and you've got a beautiful product. If you're going to have the hardware visible, it's got to be architecturally appealing.
That's right. That's the benefit of it. You know, pocket doors are great. However, all the hardware and all the mechanisms are buried inside the door, and we do manufacture a line that works for pocket doors, but it becomes really challenging, especially if something goes wrong with it and you have to fix it. It's all embedded in the door or in the wall, and so but the whole point of this is you want to see the hardware, and that's the architectural look of it is showing the hardware. So it's surface mounted door, works well for closets, bedroom doors, bathroom doors. We do a lot of hotels, a lot of office complexes, and those types of things. So,
well, that's great. Well, how can folks see the Flat Track by Leatherneck Hardware's system?
Well, obviously, you can like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, but for the local folks here in the Charleston area, just come down to Buck Lumber. They stock our products here. They have a nice display in their showroom, and their folks are well educated on the product.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with Dale Carlton with Leatherneck Hardware. Thanks so much, Dale.
Thank you. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.